You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 268. Today we're talking about PG Edge and their approach to AI agents talking to databases using MCP, which is not an API.
That's right, Izzo. MCP is a unique protocol that allows AI agents to communicate with databases efficiently.
So why does this matter right now? What's the current trend that makes MCP relevant?
Well, Izzo, with the rise of AI agents, we're seeing a growing need for efficient database interaction. Current solutions have limitations, and MCP offers a new approach.
That makes sense. So, Boone, can you explain how MCP works? What's the architecture behind it?
MCP uses a custom protocol to communicate with databases. It's designed for efficiency and scalability, making it a great fit for AI agents that need to process large amounts of data.
I'm giving this a solid B+. It's an interesting approach, but I'm not sure how it will play out in the market.
I see what you mean, Izzo. But I think MCP has some real advantages over traditional API-based solutions. For one, it's more efficient and can handle large volumes of data.
Okay, I deserve that. So, who uses MCP, and what's the user story?
Developers and organizations working with AI agents are the primary users of MCP. The user story is around efficient database interaction for AI, which is a growing need in the industry.
That makes sense. So, what are some potential trade-offs or limitations of MCP?
Well, Izzo, one potential limitation is that MCP may not be suitable for all use cases. It's designed for specific scenarios, and developers need to evaluate whether it's the right fit for their project.
Got it. So, what can our listeners do next? What are some concrete steps they can take to explore MCP?
Listeners can try implementing MCP in their own projects, or explore the PG Edge repository for more information. I'm adding it to my weekend project list, for sure.
Ha. Well, there you have it, folks. Thanks for tuning in to episode 268 of Exploring Next. We'll catch you on the next one.